Thank you for calling the Central RV. This is Dre.
Hey, Dre. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Hey, Tina. How you doing?
Good. Dad, thanks for calling. I got your message. I just got stuck in a meeting. It took a little bit longer than expected, so I apologize.
No problem. No problem at all.
Okay, so I want to go back to where we were, and I see that we were going to set the actual account as Essential RV Mobile Repairs, right? Or how was it going to be exactly?
Yeah, Essential RV Mobile Repair.
Okay, that's what I thought. So just singular rather than plural, right?
Right.
Mobile Repair. Okay, and then the business address, please.
Well, we're completely mobile, so I guess you could use my house address, but I don't want that to be, like, public information, obviously.
Yes, so just so you know, Google deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses, and the address would be hidden on the profile, so you don't have to worry about that. But they will solidify that you're a valid business in the area and that you do have an address just to protect you from a big corporation trying to come into the area and steal clients. They'll only allow the businesses to be published as that are actually local to the area, so that's kind of how they'll confirm it. So, so go ahead with the residential address.
Yes, it's 4355.
Okay.
Northwest 71st Terrace.
Got it.
Lauderhill, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
33319.
Excellent. Okay, I started typing that in, and then Google auto-filled it. So it's 4355 Northwest 71st Terrace, Lauderhill, Florida, 33319, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I got the authorization earlier, by the way, to also include the site. So I'm so excited for you. Do you have a logo or pictures or examples of your work or anything that you'd like to put on the site? Because you do. Oh, excellent. Okay. So let me put a note here because I'm going to create a client interview where my technician will call you a little bit later and they'll go over your keywords and your service area and building your new website. So I'll let them know that you have content. And in the meantime, you could even send the content to us at support@localsplash.com. That way, when they start building the site, they'll utilize your own information. And then let me see here. Did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
A debit card. Are you going to run it right now?
Yes, unless you need some time. I could, you know, set it up to run in a couple of hours, whatever you think would work.
Yeah, just give me like 2 seconds. I have to transfer money over. I don't keep any money in my checking. Lots of weird fraud and stuff going on lately.
Makes sense,
as soon as I get a payment, I make it go to my savings, and then as I need it, I transfer it out.
That's smart. Very smart.
Deposit. And how much is it going to be run for?
It'll be $398 today. One thing I wanted to run by you, though, is that you're also eligible for an upgrade into our VIP package, where it would combine everything that you're getting and also put Google Ads on there. Have you ever tried the Google pay-per-click ads by chance?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
So how those work is when you do a search online, you'll always see usually only maybe two or three at the very top that will say ad next to them, or sometimes they say sponsored, right? So usually they're a tagline and a call to action. So, for instance, for the best mobile repair locally, call Essential RV Mobile Repair now, and then there's a click to your phone number, right? So they're designed to create action, right?
I have that with Yelp. I have that with Yelp.
Yelp is a small piece of the puzzle with online marketing for businesses other than restaurants.
I am. When I go with you guys, I'm canceling everything with them because they're just. I don't want to call them a scam. I'm pretty sure some people do good with them, but they are a little ridiculous.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. That's why I was kind of mentioning this to you, because this will blow the revenue out of the water from anything that you're getting on Yelp, you know, just statistically speaking. But if you combine it with those ads, the minimum requirement for them to do the ads is $300 a month. So rather than paying $299 monthly, you'd pay $599 monthly, but that extra $300 goes directly to Google to run those ads. So what we would do is we would set a $9 a day cap on them. And so each morning your ads would go up in all the designated areas on Google, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, money comes from the budget. So let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people clicked on you, you would rotate off and some other company would rotate on. And that's a good thing, because that will prevent you from getting a $2,000 bill at the end of the month. That would never happen because we put a cap on it, right? So I know that the companies that do that, they get the hugest amount of results, because with the ads, the benefit is you can run them wherever you like. And they also get up and running very quickly. So with the local optimization, it's a process. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming in order to even get that type of placement. Google has to verify your business, solidify that you're local. There's a lot of things that will take place before you start getting results there. But as far as the Google ads, they say under 2 weeks, but we've had them up and running before in 3 days on a special request. So you'll get much better results.
That's something that I will add later. I'm not really ready to spend $600 right now.
I'll send you a little email on it just so that you have the, a good overview of what it will look like for you later. And then you can always call me later and we'll add it at that time, okay? That's the nice thing about the ads. You can put them on at any time, okay?
Okay.
So then whenever you're done.
Okay,
so then I gotta do the card number, so go ahead when you're ready.
Let me get my wallet. So the card number is 5207.
5207, okay.
1100.
1100.
9728.
9728.
8192.
8192. Okay, expiration?
0729.
And the code?
575.
575. You're going to have to take your wife out to dinner now, because she's the one that looked into this for you. That's awesome. I love it. I always say
I'm just the employee. I'm just the employee.
Really?
She's the CEO. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know anything about. All I know how to do is Swiss renters. I love it.
That's great. Yeah, I had a feeling, because like I said, oftentimes these really successful companies out there, it's always the lady behind it that's the backbone, that's kind of doing everything behind the scenes, you know? So
yeah, I mean, it's hard to do it all. Honestly, it's hard to manage my employees, manage my inventory, manage my customers, appointments, and then all at the same time, you know, doing marketing, accounting, taxes, things like that. So,
yep. Yeah, that's cool. Well, you know, if you want her involved in putting the site together, you know, we could do that too. We could do like a conference call. But what I have to do right now, Andre, is just do a quick voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with LocalSplash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create that appointment for my technician to call you later to go over your keywords and get his setup, okay?
Okay.
And then what this says is, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Essential RV Mobile Repair.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
DeAndre Crenshaw, founder, president, CEO, whatever you want to call it.
Excellent. Okay. And then as the founder, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from LocalSplash?
Absolutely.
Thank you. And then in hiring LocalSplash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All that means is if you do anything else online, just let us know so it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing, right? But you shouldn't have to do anything else because this is a complete package. But if you do, just let us know. And then your payment for the initial term, an account setup will be charged today, December 3rd, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 3rd in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent the dex charge, you would just call us within 3 business days of your billing. So do you agree to and understand the renewal?
So this charge is $399. The next one will be $299?
Yes, yes. So you're going to be grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up for you. And I'll send you an email in just a moment that says terms and conditions. And then once you acknowledge it with your e-signature, that's what will grandfather you into this pricing, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so the only reason
we were referred to you by my brother-in-law. He wanted to make sure that we gave him as a referral or something. I don't know if you
please
offer perks.
We do, yes. So every time you refer someone to us, like he's going to get the credit for you, and you've been with us for 30 days, he's going to get a free month of basic service. So it's actually very important that you're letting me know. So I'm going to put a priority note on your account that says that he referred you. Okay. Okay, so go ahead. What is his name or his company?
His name is Jordan Sanford.
Okay, Jordan
and
Sanford.
His company is Red Sensing.
Red
Sensing. I believe that's the name. Yeah, Red.
Okay.
R-E-D apostrophe S.
Okay, I'm going to actually look it up in my system so I can find his actual account, and that way I can flag it. So just give me a second here.
Okay.
Sanford. It should come up under his name. If not, I'll put the business name in. What does he do? Oh, I found it. Oh, it's so funny. It's under Red Sanford, but yeah, it's Jordan Sanford is, is he in Orange Park?
Yes.
Okay, that's him then. Let's see.
Yes.
Red's Premier Fencing. Okay, got it.
Red's Premier Fencing. That's what it is. Yeah.
That's it. Okay, I found it. Okay, let me put it in here. Red's Premier Fencing. Red must be his nickname, right?
Yes, yeah, he's a ginger.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, yeah, because usually we'll put a little note here like, oh, that's his nickname, but they actually put his account officially under that. So let me put here that he's referring you. So is it Jeandre? That's the way your wife put it, Jeandre Crenshaw?
Yes, Jeandre Crenshaw.
Okay, so let's put here priority note referred. Okay, so that's done. Thank you for doing that. And then did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash? You probably got 3 texts,
yes.
But the one that's important is the one that says thank you. Okay, good. So that one has a link in it. It'll say click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Once that loads, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay, I'm going to have to come back to this. I'm driving on the turnpike right now, so It's not.
Oh, no, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah, people make me nervous. Sometimes they're like, okay, I'll do it. Hold on, I'm driving. I'm like, please. I'll have my technician just remind you to do it when they call you. Can just circle back and do it later yourself. It takes 2 seconds. Once that page loads, you're going to have three little boxes that you have to select. Then you'll plug your name in and hit confirm signature. And if it goes through, it will ask you for a username and a password. So that will be your sign that it went through. And when it asks you for your name, please type it in the official name. So for, you know, our purposes, we can absolutely put Dre Crenshaw. But for this, it's going to have to be official as Jeandre Crenshaw. Okay?
Yeah, no, I use my name all the time.
Perfect. Good, good. Okay, yeah, just so that you know, sometimes people will type in, you know, like a different version of their name, like if it's officially Robert and then they type in Bob and then it doesn't go through and they don't know why, you know,
right.
So if it doesn't go through, that could be why. But now, we're triply booked for the rest of the day, but for tomorrow, the client interview will take approximately 30 minutes, maybe 40. What would work best, morning or afternoon?
Afternoon, definitely, unless it's like first thing in the morning at around 9 o'clock.
Earliest we have is 10:30, so let's see, afternoon.
Yeah, what's the latest you have?
The latest we have is 6:30 at night.
That is perfect. I should be finishing my day by then and have enough time to talk.
Excellent. Okay, so let me grab this 6:30 appointment. And just to let you know, I'm going to, excuse me, block out an entire hour from 6:30 to 7:30 Eastern for tomorrow. But it's not going to take an hour. I'm just booking out the whole hour just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 6:40. Don't panic. They'll call you sometime within that hour. I had somebody once that had a 9 o'clock appointment and they were calling me at 9:01 panicking. And I said, no, 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 don't worry. They'll call you.
Right.
Yeah. So then let me just... I'm going to also, they'll send you a reminder like an hour ahead of time tomorrow. So at like 5:30, it'll be like reminder local slash, we'll call it 6:30.
That's perfect.
Because I just added
perfect.
You as a guest. Yep. Yeah. That way, if your wife wants to be involved or something, you know, you could grab her too. And then, other than that, you are all good to go. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. I know you'll be thrilled with this and have a very profitable year too. I know you're going to love it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Oh, and lastly, one thing I want to tell you. You're going to get an email that says action needed pictures for Google verification. Sometimes people see that email and they get intimidated because there's like seven or eight different things. It's going to say, please send a picture of your business license, your registration, your insurance, a work vehicle with tools, an invoice with your address. Don't freak out about that and think that you have to send all 7 or 8 items on the list, right? Let's say you only have 2 or 3 of them. That's perfectly fine. Send over whatever you can because that will help us with that verification process that I was talking about earlier where Google will protect you as a small business from those big corporations, you know, trying to steal clients.
Okay.
So if you have 2 or 3 items on the list, perfectly fine. It's enough to get you verified. So I just wanted to give you the heads up there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and then also one thing I think I forgot to mention, and I apologize because it's a new thing. They just started adding an early termination fee if you were to cancel within the first 3 months. So after the 3 months, if you were to cancel, it's strictly month to month. There isn't an early termination fee, but within the first 3 months, there is. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. And that's just because, you know, any time with marketing, it's best to give it like a quarter for you to get the best results. So, you know, just wanted to make you aware of that. Okay.
Okay. No problem.
All right, I figured. Okay. All right, well, it's such a pleasure talking to you. And if you need anything, you have my extension, obviously, which is 777. And then in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.